driven by Briggs Auto Lane and BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Welcome into hour two of the game. John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling with you. Mitch Fortner off for the rest of the show. Well, dude, you can't be serious a little bit early today at 5:40. A little more conversation about what Bruce Weber had to say after K-State's win last night at 5:25. And in just a moment here, we're going to talk with Jerry Palm, CBS sports bracketologist, about where things stand for the Cats and the NCAA tournament. I do want to mention real quick before we get to Jerry Palm, this just came through from K-State Communications. Richard Myers announced today, university president, the formation of an 8-member search committee to search for the next athletics director here at K-State after John Curry departed earlier this week. Amy Button-Renz, who is the K-State Alumni Association president and CEO, is going to be the chair of the committee. There's a whole host of people that are going to be on it, notably including Dante Barnett, who obviously just graduated from the K-State football team. So we can touch more on that later on. You can shoot your questions or comments to the game KMAN, but for now we welcome in Jerry Palm from CBS Sports. You can see his bracketology at CBSSports.com. Appreciate the time in joining us here on the show today, Jerry. Simply stated, how important was last night's win for K-State to get that one from TCU?
Well, it was huge, because if they lose, they're probably out and staying out. So, yeah, the win was really important. Kansas State has got, obviously, as you guys know, some pretty nice wins. You know, they won at Baylor. They won at Oklahoma State. They've now won at TCU, which is a team that would be competing with us for a spot. West Virginia at home. I mean, they've got some quality wins. The problem is they just haven't been able to get wins. Just enough wins. You'll get a good record, a good enough record for the committee to consider Kansas State, and that is, you know, four games above 500 is kind of the minimum. So now, you know, if they'd have lost last night, that's right where they would be. They'd only have four top 100 wins, even though they're good, and just like, you know, but plus the losing streak would be really long to the point where, you know, the run of bad play would be really long to the point where you wonder if they're ever going to get out of it. So I just thought that was a really important win for them in terms of having any shot of making the tournament.
Jerry, it's been talked about a lot that the bubble is particularly weak this year, but that is terminology that we seem to hear on an annual basis about it being a weak bubble. How much does it really – I mean, how true is it this year compared to most years?
It's generally the same every year, or at least, you know, since they expanded to 68, which was automatically going to make it softer, right? Because you're taking three NIT teams and you're putting them in the NCAA tournament, the bottom of the bracket is not going to be as good. But since that time, you know, every year is about the same, with the exception of last year. Last year was different. It was especially bad last year. The committee took six teams into the tournament that had something negative about them and that in most other years would not have gotten them selected. But they had a 68-team field to fill. That doesn't appear to be the case this year. I think this year they're going to be able to find, you know, for the most part, you know, teams that have got the kinds of qualities that they usually end up rewarding.
We're talking to Jerry Palm from CBS Sports. You can read his bracketology at CBSSports.com. Right now, as K-State is the last team out of the field after the win last night over TCU, Texas Tech is coming up at home on Saturday for K-State to close the regular season. Is winning that game simply enough to feel decent about K-State getting in the tournament?
No, but if losing that game is not going to be good, you know, that's a bad loss at home. And, one thing that you can say about, you know, Kansas State, they don't have too many bad losses. You know, they've lost at Texas Tech. They lost at Oklahoma. You know, if you lose to them again, you know, that's a team that's not making the tournament. They sweep you. That's not a good sign. So it's an important game to win. Because not because the win is all that special, it's not, but because the loss would be damaging.
Well, it does seem like K-State will need to find a way to help its chances when we get to the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City coming up next week. But something that we've been talking about a little bit today, is it a benefit for K-State in the situation that it's in to have that first round bye in the Big 12 tournament, or would it be better for them to be, say, a 7 seed and get a chance to get a win in KC before they have to match up against, say, a Baylor or West Virginia?
Well, I guess it depends on how you feel about your chances against, you know, a Baylor or West Virginia. You know, if you,
right.
I think in Kansas State's case, it would probably help to have another win. You know, but it's ultimately, you know, you make yourself in the tournament by beating one of those better teams, right? The beating one of the lesser teams doesn't put you in the tournament. Beating one of the better teams does. So whether you play another game before that or not, you know, it's probably more potential for bad loss than it is really anything that's going to be helpful.
Talking with Jerry Palm from CBS Sports, bracketologist here with us on the show. So for K-State fans out there that are hoping that this team does make the tournament, who are other teams right around them on the bubble that they need to be paying attention to as well?
Are there Kansas State fans that are not hoping they make the tournament?
Well, honestly, Jerry, we're in a very interesting situation with Bruce Weber, the head coaching situation here, so I would say yes.
Yeah, that would not be the first fan base I've heard that from. Pretty much annually Indiana fans,
for example.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of teams down there. Syracuse, Wake Forest, Marquette, Illinois, ironically, since Bruce also coached there. Teams like maybe Georgia Tech, Rhode Island. It's a big list. There's still, I would say, 15 to 16 teams that could go either way with a week and a half to go, and Kansas State is one of them.
Jerry, you are clearly one of the best in this business, but you're not alone in this business. You have Joe Lunardi that does a lot of the same thing at ESPN, and I'm curious to ask you, what's that?
I said it used to be just the two of us.
I know. All of a sudden, everybody's a pundit and an expert, but I'm curious to ask you about one team in particular that you do not seem to agree on, and that's another team from the Sunflower State here in Wichita State. You've got Wichita State in a very different position than Joe Lunardi does. Lunardi has them as a 7 seed, and you think that they're still very much on the bubble.
Huh?
Why is that?
Because they haven't beaten anybody. It's just plain and simple. They've got a lot of wins. They don't have any quality wins. They've got two top 100 wins, and only one team in the 23 years that I've been tracking this got in with fewer than three, and only a handful have gotten in with three. So usually you need four. But if Wichita State's going to be an at-large team, then that means losing again. And they don't have any bad losses. So, I mean, that's one nice thing you can say about them, and they blow out the bad teams they play, which I guess is another nice thing you can say about them. It's why the gambling sites really like Wichita. But they've beaten Illinois State at home. They won at Colorado State. That's it for top 100 wins. That is almost never enough. If they need an at-large bid, it's another loss, probably to Illinois State. So now you're taking your best win, Illinois State, and it's a team that beat you 2 out of 3. So, really, if this team was Weber State, we wouldn't even be talking about them. It's just not the kind of profile that normally gets in.
Well, that probably answers my next question. I was just going to follow up and say, I mean, doesn't the fact that they are Wichita State and have so much recent notoriety help them out here?
Not with the committee, maybe with Joe, but not with the committee. They don't care.
Okay. Jerry Palm with us here, CBS Sports bracketologist. Is Kansas going to have to win the Big 12 tournament to be the number one overall seed?
Probably, but they're a lock as a number one. Regardless of how they do in the tournament. But the overall number one, them and Villanova, really close. And if they both win their conference tournament, it's still going to be really close. And I think the committee could legitimately pick either one. I think probably they are going to have to win their conference tournament to give themselves that kind of a shot.
And one other Big 12 question I'm curious about to ask you. Oklahoma State and Iowa State right now seem like they're in about the same type of spot. Which team do you like better?
In terms of a resume, Iowa State, I think they're both pretty good, dangerous teams, you know, when the tournament rolls around. And, you know, they're probably going to be in that 7, 8, maybe 9 range, you know, middle of the bracket, borderline top 25 team at best, but capable of beating a 2 seed in that next round, you know, if that ends up being what they face. I think they're both pretty good teams.
And I know this is asking you to look in your crystal ball a bit, but gun to your head right now, you think it's 5 or 6 teams that get in from the Big 12?
Well, you're talking Kansas, Baylor, Iowa State, West Virginia, Oak State. I would say that I think Kansas State will make it 6.
Okay, there you go. Jerry, appreciate the time and joining us. We'll keep looking at your bracketology at CBSSports.com and enjoy college hoop season.
All right, thanks.
All right, there's Jerry Palm with us here on the game. There's the scoop. He thinks K-State right now stands a pretty good shot to make it, in particular if they are able to beat Texas Tech, obviously, coming up on Saturday. He says it's not a lock, but that obviously goes a long way. More like a game that you can't lose as opposed to it really helps you if you win. We're a little bit short here in hour two at 5:45. We will hand things off to Mitch Fortner, who's got MHS girls pregame as they take on Wichita Southeast in sub-state basketball. But when we come back, the campaign has started already. We'll explain here on the game.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?